At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Now we'll give you the details. 6 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000. 4 times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. Wildfires continue to burn out of control in California, leaving at least 10 people dead and hundreds injured and dozens of buildings destroyed.
More than a dozen wildfires were burning in 8 counties up and down the state, according to CAL FIRE Chief Ken Pimlott.
Most of these fires have limited or no containment. These are very rapidly burning fires.
One of those fires in Orange County, south of Los Angeles, where thousands were evacuated from their homes.
Everyone's in a state of panic, so it's kind of scary. Everyone started losing hope.
Both my best friends' houses, it's so hard to see if their houses just go down, and having to call them and tell them, like, your house is gone.
Dozens of homes were destroyed or damaged in the Anaheim area. I'm Dave Alpert in Los Angeles.
The Washington region has appeared on many short lists as a serious contender for Amazon's coveted HQ2 and the 50,000 high-paying jobs that will come with it. Well, now Fairfax and Loudoun counties are partnering on what they believe is the best location, some land just across from Dulles Airport. It's the current site of the Center for Innovative Technology across Sully Road from Dulles. Stuart Schwartz is with the Coalition for Smarter Growth.
We do hope that the CIT site becomes a more urban place, but it is a far cry from that at this point. And in the case of Tyson's, we already have a plan in place with 4 metro stations and a planned grid of streets.
A Montgomery County Council Committee is making some big changes to the county's proposed minimum wage increase.
Instead of mandating the $15 an hour increase by 2020, the committee's voting 2-1 to push that back to 2022. Small businesses, now defined as 50 or fewer employees, would get until 2024. Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner says there could be problems if they move too fast.
There is a tipping point if you go too quickly. Otherwise, we'd be talking about $20 an hour, $30 an hour.
Those changes were first recommended by County Executive Ike Leggett, who vetoed the council's last version. He knows some on the full council, though, still want to move faster.
If for some reason they go in a different direction, then I'm prepared to veto it again.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Ivanka Trump is calling on Congress to fix the DACA program that her father has decided to end. Speaking on a panel about workforce development last night, Ivanka Trump called the visa program deeply flawed.
This is a very complicated issue that needs a long-term congressional fix. I personally am of the opinion, and the president has stated this, that we have to figure out a good solution that protects these innocent people, many of whom were brought to this country as children.
A new law now in effect aims to get people out of the jail system faster in Montgomery County.
The Justice Reinvestment Act was signed last year and went into effect the first of this month. The goal is to reduce the prison population and spend more time and money on overall crime prevention, according to Robert Green, the director of corrections for Montgomery County.
About 92 to 94% of all the people we touch inside the walls of this facility and our prison systems are returning to the streets of our community. And we want them returning in an ability to be able to prosper.
He says they're going to be comparing rates for recidivism to figure out what, if anything, will need to be changed. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,761, the NASDAQ at 6580. Sports, the Nets have their backs to the wall as the Cubs now have a 2-1 series lead in the NLDS game 4 this afternoon in Chicago. The Dodgers win their series, so do the Astros. The Yankees and Indians go to a game 5. Monday Night Football, Minnesota beats Chicago. NHL, the Caps lose in overtime to Tampa Bay. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You want to hear the truth?
Rush.
Crucially important.
Rush. Rush Limbaugh.
You couldn't make this up.
Weekdays noon till 3.
And I will explain this
on Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Hey, federal contractors, don't miss the upcoming chance to meet with top acquisition officials and stability industry leaders all in one place. My name is Howie Lind, and I'm the president of the International Stability Operations Association. Get the most up-to-date information on government contracting and efforts to bring stability around the world at our annual summit on October 18th and 19th at the Grand Hyatt here in Washington. Seats are limited, so register now at stability-operations.org.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia. Fairfax police say that they're working a closure in an Annandale area due to a water main break. So stretch of Backlick Road shut down just south of Little River Turnpike down toward John Marr Drive. And they say they have that blocked each direction. So keep a watch on that for you. Now on 236, as we head from the Beltway and continue inbound this morning, lanes are open. Even when you get to that intersection, you'll see a lot of activity with the coned off lanes to get on to Backlick Road. Now, let's go 395. We had the crash northbound before the 14th Street Bridge. That's been cleared. 270. It was late to clear the work zone from the overnight project at 109, but it's now clear. But the delays, pretty big here. As you come out of the Frederick area, just jammed solid still through abandoned Hyattstown and 355 with a lot of the bailout traffic. On to 95 southbound, merging toward the Beltway. A crash quickly had been cleared over to the shoulder. Still seeing a little bit of flashing lights at last check. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably warm, unseasonably humid weather continuing yesterday all the way to 86. Today, 86. Some patchy fog this morning and then a cloud-sun mix. We'll see some showers, some rain come back, especially by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Woodbridge, 64 in Bowie, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. Steve Bannon calls on Senator Bob Corker to resign. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning to you. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonnais. And joining us later this hour at 6:35 will be Mark Krikorian. He is with the Center for Immigration Studies, and he'll tell us what is in President Trump's 70-point immigration wish list. At 7:05, Christopher Scalia will be with us. He's the son of Judge Anson Scalia, and he has a new book out, talk about his father. At 7:35, Greg Jarrett from the Fox News Channel. At 8:15, Chris Bedford. And at 8:35, Mark Obenshain, Virginia State Senator, joining us. I'm Mary Walter, as I said earlier. And that guy right there, that's Vince Colonnais. Morning.
Well, good morning. So, what would happen to you if you started undermining your employer's core form of making money?
That was between us. I can't believe you're talking about this.
Well, it's time we have this conversation on the air, Mary. What would happen to you? What would happen to you? I'm curious to find out, because over at ESPN, they're grappling with this issue right now, and their solution is a suspension. Jemele Hill, one of the hosts on ESPN, who you remember that name? That's the woman who referred to the president of the United States as a white supremacist before she was reprimanded for that and was told, "Hey, when you tweet things, you kind of reflect poorly upon the company. So, like, why don't you settle down?" And she had one warning. Well, now she's been given her second warning and a suspension. And it's all because of this. She was responding to Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, who said this past week that if any of his players protest during the national anthem and disrespect the flag, they will be benched. Her statements included prompting NFL fans to boycott companies that advertise with the Dallas Cowboys. In another tweet, she said Cowboys fans should stop watching and buying their merchandise. Don't ask Dak, Dez, and other Cowboys players to protest, she tweeted. A more powerful statement is if you stop watching and buying their merchandise. Or how about not patronizing the advertisers who support the Cowboys? You can watch and do that, right? Change happens when advertisers are impacted. If you feel strongly about Jerry Jones's statement, boycott his advertisers, she wrote. If you strongly reject what Jerry Jones said, the key is his advertisers. Don't place the burden squarely on the players. Over and over and over, she calls for an NFL boycott, specifically of the Dallas Cowboys advertisers, all because she's upset with Jerry Jones. Well, if you're ESPN, how do you assess this? One way is to remember that you have a massive contract with the NFL. Here's Ford O'Connell on Fox Business, a friend of ours, talking about all of this. Listen to Ford.
I don't think that Jemele Hill understands how incredibly stupid her tweet is. And throughout this entire controversy, it shows me that she doesn't quite get how business works or the NFL. ESPN has a $15 billion contract with the NFL to broadcast Monday Night Football, which is the highest rated show. So essentially, ESPN has a vested interest in the NFL's survival. And further, for her to go out to Jerry Jones, the Dallas Cowboys owner, and to say to boycott his sponsors doesn't show you how the NFL works, because the NFL shares its TV deal with every single one of the teams. So you cannot just boycott Jerry Jones and not be boycotting the NFL. Basically, she said, boycott my own company, and she didn't even realize it.
When you boycott the advertisers that support the Dallas Cowboys, by the way, let's think. Who supports the Dallas Cowboys? Let's think. AT&T, the name of Jerry Jones's, you know, whatever the heck they're calling that stadium these days, that giant stadium that he built with, like, the world's biggest TV screen, is AT&T Stadium. So I did a little research yesterday. I was like, okay, let's just figure out how many times did AT&T advertise on ESPN, the flagship network. I'm not talking about 2, 3, 4 ESPN, the Ocho. I'm talking about ESPN principal, just like the standard channel. 30 times on Saturday and Sunday, AT&T ran advertising across ESPN's flagship network. So Jemele Hill is calling for boycotts of people who advertise a lot on ESPN. All right. So subsequently, ESPN has decided this. They've suspended her for 2 weeks for what they're saying is, quote, a second violation of our social media guidelines. In a statement they write, she previously acknowledged letting her colleagues and company down with an impulsive tweet. In the aftermath, all employees were reminded of how individual tweets may reflect negatively on ESPN and that such actions would have consequences, hence this decision. Now, let's talk about those consequences. 2 weeks suspended for 2 weeks for calling for an advertiser boycott. One that could have real detriment to your own company. Would that happen to you? Would you get to be so lucky that you get a 2-week suspension from your job for that? What would happen if you undermined the core way that your company makes business? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Well, therein lies the difference between television and radio right there. Television, you'll get a 2-week suspension, and you go on vacation for 2 weeks, and then you're back at work. And this is her second warning, or her second violation of their social media policy. Now, it's insanity.
I like how calling the president a white supremacist wasn't risible enough for a suspension.
And this is the difference. I guess it's good to be in some kind of liberal media, because what they're doing is she crossed the line, because she called for a boycott of the people who pay her salary, which could be one of the dumbest things ever. Well, not ever, because we see a lot of dumb stuff going on. But no, obviously not. It's being an employee 101. But because she called, I think ESPN, and I don't know, but I think they're walking this line, that she called for a boycott of the Cowboys, which right now ESPN probably doesn't like all that much, because they're kind of standing behind the protests. Most of the people on air stand behind the protests. So going against Jerry Jones and what he did, they kind of like. But by the same token, somebody needs to pay the electric bill. So you can't call for a boycott of the people who basically pay your salary, the electric bill, and everything else.
You're a sports commentator.
I mean, see, ESPN crossed that line a while ago.
Let's go. Let's just take some of your calls here. I want to go to Michael first up in Greenbelt this morning, reacting to this. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. I would like to say that her comment, although it's bad for business, everybody say it's stupid. Them are her First Amendment right comments, whether we agree
with
it or not.
Yeah, who cares, though? I mean, that doesn't matter.
Now, listen to what I'm saying.
Go for
it. Before you start talking. Secondly.
No, we'll go back and
Jerry
forth.
Jerry Jones. Excuse me?
I said we'll go back and forth. You go ahead now.
Yeah, secondly, Jerry Jones, as the owner of his team, he can request that guy stand for the national anthem. But if there's nothing in NFL bylaws that says, like the NBA, that you have to stand for a national anthem, who the hell is he to say someone to stand or not?
Well, the rules for the NFL, Michael. The rules for the NFL, Michael, the rule book does actually address the anthem and says that you should stand
for it. What does it say?
I don't have it in front of me. It says you should stand for it, though.
No, it don't. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
The NBA. No, it doesn't.
Yes, Michael. The Washington Post.
How did you quote something?
Michael, give me a second here, buddy. The Washington Post ran this down. They wanted to find out because there was a discrepancy about these rule books, and it turns out an NFL official confirmed to him that it does exist within their guidelines that you have to stand for the national anthem.
You just said you didn't have information on this.
Of course, I have information. I'm not reading it verbatim, is what I'm telling you. I don't have it in front of me.
Can I just say, Michael? Let me just jump in for one quick second, Michael. Just one quick second. And I think you're making the point of this conversation very well, and I appreciate that. The point is, and what Vince is asking, is that you have your right to free speech. However, 99.9% of us do not have the right to free speech when we are being paid to do a job. We have that right to free speech when we get home from that job. You don't have the right if you're a factory worker to stand...
Let's just because we got to rush the traffic here. Michael, hold tight. I want to get back to you in a second here, if you don't mind. 6:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let me give you the tough spots. In addition to, we have our normal rush hour forming. It's 270. We got started off tough with the late clearing work zone near 109. That's been picked up for a while now, but the jam up still with us as you come out of Frederick off of 70 and 15 down to 109. Long haul, 355 with a lot of the bailout traffic still, so definitely need a lot of time to get through there. Also, Maryland on 97, heading northbound before you get to Route 32. That's bunched up just north of 50. So this is a long stretch of delays with the truck fire cleanup, which continues. And in Virginia, water main break in Annandale shuts southbound Backcliff Road just as you come off of Little River Turnpike. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today's sun and clouds mixed, a high of 86 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy early with increasing clouds overnight. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, a low of 69. Tomorrow, rain, thunder possible, a high of 74. Right now in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 617 on WMAL. All right. Just to set it up real quickly, we're talking about Jamel Hill at ESPN, suspended for calling for an advertiser boycott for the Dallas Cowboys. And central to ESPN's business, of course, are these advertisers and the NFL. So she's been suspended for 2 weeks. My question to you is, what would happen if you did this at your job? If you undermined the core way that your company makes money, would you be suspended or, dare I say, terminated? Now, we're discussing all of that. We're also talking just the NFL broadly here in these anthem protests. I want to go to Michael back here in Greenbelt. Michael, go ahead. You had some remarks on this. I want to let you continue. Michael, you there, sir? Bailed on us.
Here's the hypocrisy of the left. The left will sit there and say when Trump supporters were being assaulted and being shouted down, or when they shout down a graduation speaker with whom they disagree, you have the right to free speech, but we have, free speech has consequences and we have the right to exercise those consequences. But yet in this situation, the employer doesn't have the right to exercise their right to free speech. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it really comes down to you have free speech, you also have consequences. That's all. I mean, it's fairly straightforward. By the way, for Michael and those wondering, there's a difference between the rule book and the operations manual of the NFL. The operations manual of the NFL does say that players will stand for the national anthem prior to the game. Okay, let's go to David in D.C. this morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Mary. You know, it's beyond just the NFL. You know, where I work, I can have a guy that works with me who is just comes in late, is a bum, doesn't do his job, and you just can't terminate him. You have to give him, like, 19 strikes before you can get rid of him. And through this whole time, he's not doing his job. He's detrimental to the company. You know, and it has spread across that everywhere. You have to be nice to everybody. It's business.
So this is, in your view, this is not just an ESPN problem. This is pervasive in society now. We've gotten to the point where there's just too many gimmies, mulligans given to people for, yes, for messing up.
Absolutely. It's ridiculous.
All right. Thank you, David. Yeah. Then this may be, and that may be part of what's going on here. But also, I think the suspicion, I think, that's deeply held, especially by a lot of conservatives, is that this is about liberalism. She took a liberal line. So as a result, she'll get a slap on the wrist. But if she was, say, a conservative commentator, if she said something nice about Trump, if she said something untoward about Hillary Clinton, goodbye. Thanks for playing. Good luck in obscurity. We'll see if you have a Wikipedia entry in 5 years. Patrick in Annapolis, good morning. You're up next here. What do you think?
Hey, thanks. You know, the hypocrisy here is just unbelievable. ESPN is playing the biggest spin game here, playing both sides of the fence. So they suspend her as if they can say, look, we're taking a position. But at the same time, they suspend her for 2 weeks. So for their ESPN audience that favors these demonstrations, they're really not doing anything to her. But let's not forget, too, the hypocrisies on both sides. Jerry Jones, if you recall, the first week, didn't he side with the players? Wasn't he on the sideline?
Well, he tried to walk the line here, Wayne. Patrick. He tried to walk the line here, Patrick, a couple weeks ago. You remember what he did was he walked out with the players. There was all this question of what was going to happen. He knelt before the national anthem with them, and then they all rose together and had their arms linked for the national anthem. And that was his attempt at some nuance. Did you buy it? Did you think that was an acceptable approach?
No, I didn't buy it at all. And you can see how his position has now changed once he starts seeing the backlash at the business level and the audience level and how this country's responding to this nonsense.
Yeah.
So Jerry Jones, I mean, I'm all in favor of what he's saying. Let's not remember, he's changing his stance, too, now in response to try and protect his business.
All right, thank you, Patrick. Yeah, a lot of these owners, obviously, at the end of the day, this is really about the bottom line now, and they've realized, wow, people don't like this, and they'll stop spending money on me. That's bizarre. Wayne's in D.C. this morning. Good morning, Wayne. What do you think of ESPN's decision just to suspend Jemele Hill?
I think ESPN is trying to play both sides of the coin. And plus, ESPN is losing their rating. So when people get desperate, you know, bad publicity is still good publicity. So I think they're just trying to stay in the news. And another thing I wanted to say quickly is I think people have gotten off the track because the national anthem is a patriotic respect in the flag to the country. And you can't use that platform. If you want to protest, go downtown, file for a permit, and march up and down the monument grounds like everybody else do. I don't understand why if you want to protest, you can't have an organized march in your city or town, but to use the NFL and use the TV
yes.
at a point where you know a lot of people are sitting at home watching, and you're forcing them to deal with you.
Well, that's right. And you know what? There's a lot of ways to protest, civil disobedience, things you can do. Just remember, people will judge you for the way you do it, and they will interpret your message the way it appears to be. In this case, against the American flag. 622 here on WMAL.
J&K Air Conditioning, LLC can keep you feeling good inside your home with indoor comfort that's inside your budget. Get up to a $1,600 rebate on a new Linux system or a fall furnace check for only $85. Call J&K Air Conditioning, LLC at 301-990-0780 today.
You already know that Thompson Creek Window Company has been manufacturing windows locally for over 37 years. And now Thompson Creek Window Company has designed and built a revolutionary sound-reducing window that's enhanced with their expert installation methods. Sound Shield filters up to 35% more of the outside noise than Thompson Creek's standard sound-reducing double-pane windows. This is the best window to filter outside noise, and it gives you the tranquility you want in your home. Thompson Creek Window Company builds their incredible windows just for your home and our climate in their own local factory. Plus, Thompson Creek Window Company's installation process is guaranteed to withstand the changing elements of the mid-Atlantic climate. Call 855-57-CREEK now. You buy one window, you're going to get one for 50% off, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. And the first 100 jobs also get a free Sound Shield upgrade. upgrade, so you don't want to miss this chance. Call 855-57-CREEK now. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details.
People all across the country are making thousands and thousands a month flipping houses. Why not you? Hi, I'm Dean Kane, actor, director, and real estate investor, and I have to tell you about this amazing opportunity you just can't afford to miss. The National Real Estate Network is offering a free CD called The Network Formula, where you can see for yourself the house flipping system that has taken the nation by storm. Who would have thought creating a network of thousands of investors working together to find, fund, and flip properties for profit was so simple? Plus, learn how to get their new groundbreaking tax lien investing kit for free that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually and how to buy highly discounted tax-delinquent properties. So, if you're ready to start making money flipping houses, call now to get your free CD.
Call 1-800-436-2918 now to get your free CD. Call 800-436-2918 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, an MP3 player, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a government auction list of properties for sale nationwide. Call 800-436-2918 now.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update is now sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. All right, 270, here's the scoop why we're in such slowdowns here. Heading from Frederick off of 70 and 15 down toward Urbana and 109. It was late clearing work zone at 109. Lanes are now open. We're chiseling off a little bit of the time. It had been almost an hour, but about 40 minutes here to get through that area. 355 has picked up a lot of the bailout traffic. We're busy on 97 northbound before you get to Route 32. Still with truck fire cleanup, so big delays just north of 50. Now let's go Virginia 50, Lee Jackson Memorial Highway. If you're coming inbound right as you come up towards Stonecroft Boulevard in Chantilly, that's where we have a crash under police direction. On Route 7, as you come inbound, but right before you get to the toll road, that's where we have a crash. Eastbound 7 commuter slowing. Now attention diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery, free meter. Call 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably warm, unseasonably humid weather continuing yesterday all the way to 86. Today, 86. Some patchy fog this morning and then a cloud-sun mix. We'll see some showers, some rain come back, especially by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, DCA 72 degrees, 627 on WMAL. ESPN has suspended their host, Jemele Hill, for 2 weeks after she called for an advertiser boycott of the Dallas Cowboys, and by extension, of course, the NFL. And, you know, you wonder what the reaction to this is. Well, there's been a furious left-wing one, which is to say they're upset that Jemele Hill got suspended. This is Al Sharpton on Twitter. ESPN's suspension of Jemele Hill is an outrage and should not go unanswered. ESPN and advertisers will hear from us, says the Reverend. So he's ready to go after him. And then Clay Travis, who you remember, gets in trouble all the time on CNN, apparently, responds to Al Sharpton. He says, MSESPN, which he refers to MSNBC, MSESPN, will now be devoured by alt-left wing and tried to court. Going to be fun to watch. You know what else is fun to watch? The Free Speech Forum happening this weekend.
Yay!
Sunday night. Join us. Go to WMAL.com and sign up to join the Free Speech Forum. And Mary's like going to give away money or something. Something's happening.
I'm going to give away Vince, actually.
628 on WMAL.
Save up to $799 on Marvin's replacement window, the Altrex Fiberglass Infinity. October only and only at The Window Man. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Throughout October, save up to $799 off Marvin's Infinity Altrex fiberglass replacement window. Or no money down, no interest, and no payment until April 2018. Save huge on energy with Infinity from Marvin Altrex fiberglass windows and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888. Prior sales excluded. Financing with approved credit. Offers cannot be combined.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
All right, the President of the United States putting up a 70-point immigration plan that he would like from Democrats. Will they play along? And how good are those 70 points? Mark Krikorian joins us next. 630 WMAL News is now.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by LeafGuard. At least 10 people have been killed, 100 injured in out-of-control wildfires in California. Vice President Mike Pence told residents the administration's standing with them.
The federal government stands ready to provide any and all assistance to the state of California as your courageous firefighters and first responders confront this widening challenge.
Those wildfires have also destroyed at least 1,500 homes. Two Northern Virginia counties are settling on what they believe is the best place for a new Amazon headquarters, a plot of land just across from Dulles International Airport. Sources confirmed to WMAL that both boards of supervisors in Fairfax and Loudoun counties, along with the state, have coalesced around the current site of the Center for Innovative Technology across Sully Road from Dulles. A Montgomery County Council subcommittee has voted to delay implementation of a $15 an hour minimum wage by 2 years, including an extra 2 years for small businesses. Authorities have made a significant change to the timeline of the Las Vegas mass shootings.
Up until now, our information was that the gunman on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel was firing on this crowd of 22,000 innocent concert goers, and then he turned his gunfire to the security guard. So shooting the crowd first, then turns to the security guard, and that diverts the gunfire from the crowd to the security guard. The information we're getting from the sheriff is that the security guard, Jesus Campos, was shot first.
Correspondent Young Law. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,761, the Nasdaq at 6580. Sports sponsored by the D.C. DMV. The Nationals try to keep their postseason alive this afternoon in NLDS Game 4 against the Cubs. The Dodgers advance to the NLCS. The Astros go to the ALCS. Yankees-Indians go to a Game 5. NHL, the Caps lose. Monday Night Football, the Vikings beat the Bears. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's official. D.C. has a new design for driver's licenses and ID cards. The new credentials say Washington, D.C. and have cherry blossoms in the background. Your old license or ID is still good until it expires, so don't renew until it's due. They're all official.
You've heard the saying that the only two sure things in life are death and taxes. Well, I'm going to add a third thing to that list. Autumn leaves will clog your gutters. Unclogging those gutters is really messy and really dangerous. Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system. It's the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. Best of all, LeafGuard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. Right now, get 80% off labor and a $100 Visa gift card with your whole home gutter system purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
Peter Max, meet world-renowned artist Peter Max, Saturday, October the 14th at two Wentworth Gallery locations. Peter Max will make a rare personal appearance on Saturday, October the 14th from 1 to 3 p.m. at Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland, and from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max, this Saturday, October the 14th at two Wentworth Gallery locations, Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Galleria in McLean.
John F. Kennedy was one of the most beloved presidents in American history. During his election campaign and early presidency, he allowed photographer Jacques Lowe extraordinary access to document his family's public and private lives. Mr. Lowe was able to capture over 40,000 personal and behind-the-scenes images from Kennedy's rise to power to intimate scenes of the family at home. Tragically, all but 10 of Lowe's remarkable photographs were destroyed in the attacks of 9/11. But Jacques Lowe had kept the contact sheets elsewhere, and they at least were safe. Not long ago, experts at the museum, working closely with the Lowe estate, painstakingly restored 80 of these precious images. And now you can see these rare glimpses of history in a special exhibit called Creating Camelot. The Kennedy Photography of Jacques Lowe. Now through January 7th, only at the museum.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We've had some problems pop up. Virginia, let's start on Route 7 first. Eastbound, inbound 7. Right before you get up to the toll road, that's where we have crash. A lot of activity to get around, so stop and go through 7. Again, if you're working up toward the toll road, eventually the main toll plaza. All right. Up toward Wolf Trap. On 66, it's just been about the volume. Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street, but we're getting pretty thick through those areas. On Chantilly, eastbound 50 at Stonecroft Boulevard, 428 for the crash. In Annandale, it's a water main break. Closes Backlick Road in the southbound direction. So the southbound lanes from Little River Turnpike to John Marr Drive closed. Fairfax Police and crews at the scene say northbound Backlick can get through. Oh, we're trying to get through here. Maryland on 270 southbound. It's been an early slowdown as you head south out of Frederick down toward Urbana-Hyattstown, 355 with a lot of volume. Now we have delays beyond on 270 as you head into Gaithersburg and Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry day today, warm, humid day. Doesn't feel like October 10th, that's for sure. Humidity up, temperatures up this morning. Patchy fog, cloud, sun this afternoon. 86 degrees, the average high is 70. Chance of showers and thunderstorms later tonight. Good chance we'll get some rain tomorrow, maybe some rumbles of thunder, 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Centerville, 66 in Frederick, 73 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
All right, good morning, D.C. Coming up, we've got Christopher Scalia at 7:05. He's the author of Scalia Speaks. And if that name sounds familiar, that's because he is the son of the late Justice. He's going to talk about his father's legacy all ahead. And the Supreme Court, 7:35 this morning, Greg Jarrett of the Fox News Channel. He's been tracking all of this Russia hysteria, and that's what he thinks it is. He'll tell us why. 8:15 this morning, Chris Bedford, author of The Art of the Donald. an interesting new book. Very interesting new book. Chris Bedford will join us. And then at 8:35, Mark Obenshain, a Virginia state senator, will join us to talk about Ed Gillespie v. Ralph Northam. And that debate last night, things got a little spicy. Break it all down for you. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. And joining us right now is Mark Krikorian. He's the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Mark, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me.
Wanted to talk to you about President Trump's 70-item immigration wish list, as it's being called, 70 items. So we don't have time to go through all of them, or you'll be here till tomorrow. What stands out to you as the most important items on this wish list, the ones that you think the president are going to say non-negotiable, got to have them?
Well, probably the first thing is the first thing they listed, which is funding for the border wall. For me, it's not, you know, the job one, because we have a lot of stuff at the border already. But for the president, obviously, that's the most important thing. The two things out of this long list that I think probably are the most important is, first, on enforcement, something called E-Verify. Some of your listeners may be familiar with it. It's an online free system that enables you, an employer, when you hire somebody and you take their Social Security and IRS info, which you have to do anyway, you just check it online and make sure the person's telling you the truth. It's an important tool to make it hard for illegals to get jobs, but so far it's just voluntary. And so the first thing is making that required for all new hires. That's on the list. And the other thing that I think is very important is changing this chain migration system we have, where most immigrants are just relatives of earlier immigrants, instead of people being selected based on skills or other, you know, what they can contribute to the country. For me, those are probably the two most important changes.
And what would the objection be to those from the Democrats? Obviously, for some reason, they just don't want the wall. Is there a good reason for them not wanting the wall?
Yeah, I don't think so, really. I mean, you can make an argument against it, because like I said, for me, it's not the number one thing, but the most plausible argument is really that you can get more bang for the buck in other things like interior enforcement. But that's really a question of what priority it should be. The people arguing against it aren't saying, you know, this is a good idea, but it's more important to spend the money on X, Y, and Z. They're saying, no wall, it's just wrong to have any kind of border protections, and that's just bananas.
Yeah, and they went back, you know, and Democrats in the past have voted for walls and fences and all sorts of things.
When it was politically necessary, they did.
Yes.
In 2006.
Yeah, things have changed. Mark, I always ask you this question because I feel like you're one of the few people who tracks this closely enough that the White House may actually want you to be a part of it. Were you a part in any way of this 70-point plan and helping them get it together?
No, the White House did this on their own, I think, with, consulting with people on Capitol Hill. A lot of the work we've done over the years,
yes,
is, you know, shows up in there. I'm not saying that, you know, they didn't pay any attention to it, but as far as sitting down and saying, how about this for an item 52 or something like that, no, we did not do that.
Okay, so, you know, a lot of people, including supporters of the president, view this as an opening bid. I mean, he's coming basically saying, look, I've got all this leverage. If you want to keep deferred action recipients in the United States, here are the things that I want. First of all, is this an encouraging sign to you that the president put out this plan? And were you prior to this, were you worried that something like this wouldn't come?
I was very encouraged, because after the meeting the president had with Chuck and Nancy, as he put it,
yes,
I was kind of worried that he was going wobbly, because they were quite confident in saying the president has guaranteed us a deal and the rest of it. Well, part of it, I think, is they were exaggerating. Part is they were hearing what they wanted to hear. And part of it is the president told them what they wanted to hear. You know, he does this kind of thing a lot, where people come out of a meeting thinking they have, you know, that he's agreed with them, and then 5 minutes later, that's not the way it is. So I was very glad to see that this was the opening bid, because obviously you never get any better than your opening bid.
Right.
And this was a really good opening bid.
So that's leads to my next question. What should be sacrificed? Not that you want to start throwing out ideas to the Democrats, but you should. What should be sacrificed in the effort to try and get this thing through? It seems like the Democrats have already said out loud that wall funding is a non-starter for them. So maybe we lose that point, and then there's still 69 other items that go through.
You see, that assumes, though, that Senator Schumer, who's the only one here who matters, because Congressman Pelosi's kind of irrelevant. The House, whatever the Republicans put together, the House will pass. But Senator Schumer, this assumes that he's actually willing to negotiate. And it seems that the Democrats really aren't. They have basically said, we want an amnesty for the DACAs. They actually want it broader for all so-called Dreamers,
right,
which is millions of people, not just 800,000.
And that's an important thing to remember, too, as people hear this debate. DACA is like 800,000, whereas Dreamers would be like, what, 3 million people?
2 or 3 million, depending on how you define these things. But the thing is, the Democrats have said, this is what we want, and we're willing to give you a few, you know, drones on the border, some kind of phony baloney border stuff, but that's it. We're not even going to talk about anything else. Our way or the highway. So I don't know that they're even willing to come back with, say, a counteroffer, where they call the White House and say, okay, what are your two most important things? Let's talk about it and see if we can come to agreement. I don't think they have any interest in doing that.
Okay, Mark Krikorian, you always track this, so we'll always be checking back in with you as this debate goes along. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
6:44 now on WMAL.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
How safe is your home? Seriously, how safe is your home? As a homeowner, I feel it's my responsibility to make my home a very safe place. So I have to ask myself that question. It's my job to check my doors before I leave for work, right? I got to make sure they're locked. It's my job to leave the porch light on in the evening or do something, maybe a different light on a timer, maybe. When it comes to making my home safe, the buck stops here. Like you, though, I look for the right person to help me with the right job. So who do I trust and recommend for you to keep your home safe? Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman Security has been known as the sign of real security for half a century. The police know this. The criminals know this. And now you know it. Ackerman is the only home security expert in America to actually guarantee against burglary. Join the 1 million Americans that trust Ackerman Security to help make their home safe. Learn why Ackerman is the nation's safest at NoTheftGuarantee.com. That's NoTheftGuarantee.com for Ackerman Security.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia Annandale, here's the scoop. Water main break. Initially, they were thinking it was just going to be southbound side block, but they're closing the entire road, Backlick Road, between Little River Turnpike and John Marr Drive. So that's where you need to avoid, and they will have that coned off for you. Watch for the detour. Little River Turnpike is open, but it's that stretch of Backlick Road that's closed. On Route 7, heading eastbound, inbound 7, commuters, extra time needed to get up toward the toll road in the Wolf Trap area, and that's due to crash cleanup continuing. In through Chantilly on 50, eastbound 50 at Stonecroft Boulevard, still dealing with that incident. Now, Maryland, looking at these delays on the top side of the Beltway, really getting heavy here as you come around from 95 toward Georgia Avenue. Along the way, right as you come up past the exit for Georgia Avenue, crews are responding to an incident reported on 95. Your delays begin back at the ICC. And this is really important to note. On 97, we have huge delays. If you're coming out of Annapolis on 50, 50 has backed up to go north on 97, all due to an earlier truck fire. You heard me talk about that, but the cleanup continues northbound 97 before Route 32. Southbound slows as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably warm, unseasonably humid weather continuing yesterday all the way to 86. Today, 86. Some patchy fog this morning and then a cloud-sun mix. We'll see some showers, some rain come back, especially by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 6:48 on WMAL. All right, so Harvey Weinstein's in a lot of trouble. Big, big, big trouble. The Hollywood producer, who, by the way, over the years has been thanked more than God at the Academy Awards.
God.
That goes to show you. So, you know who we should probably tell about that is Lorne Michaels. Because Lorne Michaels, who runs SNL, SNL's catching some flack here because they decided to skip any jokes on their live broadcast this weekend about Harvey Weinstein. So, you know, SNL's expected, as they often do, to pick issues in the news, especially the stuff that's just dominating conversation, and then crack on them by the time you get to Saturday Night Live. Well, SNL didn't do that, and so somebody asked Lorne Michaels when he was leaving SNL's after party why he avoided the Weinstein controversy entirely. Here's his answer.
Mr. Michaels, great show today. I was watching the show. I was surprised you didn't do Harvey Weinstein.
It's a New York thing.
It's a New York thing? Have a good one.
It's a New York
All right,
thing.
Mr. Michaels.
It's a New York thing. That guy sounds like a TMZ guy. It's a New York thing, he says. What does that mean, Mary Walter?
I don't know. I took it to mean, and I heard someone else say this, and it's not make sense, that, well, it doesn't make sense, but I get what he's saying, is that, well, you know, Harvey Weinstein's from New York, we're in New York, so it's a New York thing, kind of like we protect our own. But that doesn't make any sense because Donald Trump's a New Yorker.
Yeah, and
so
that
makes
a lot of time
zero
up
sense
on that
whatsoever.
Guy.
So
yeah, it's hard to read. I saw another interpretation of, like, well, it's just like New York. It's like a local story. Nobody really knows about it outside of New York. Lorne, hello, down here in D.C. Yeah, we know about it. So would you mind just next time just, you know, taking a stab at that? There's a whole bunch of other news coming out about Harvey Weinstein. We'll share it with you throughout the show. 6:50 now, WMAL.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, oh, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
This is what American energy sounds like. Like a country hard at work. Like a nation with the resourcefulness, ingenuity, and grit to get the job done against all odds and beyond measure. As America's third largest capital investor in 2016, and with more than $40 billion in new infrastructure investments planned through 2020, we're creating thousands of high-paying American jobs. NextEra Energy is helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates, all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
6:53. Let's see how your money's doing and check in with the CNBC News Desk and Jessica Ettinger. Good morning.
Hi, Vince. Good morning. After a pause yesterday, futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street this morning. Markets in Europe, they're mostly lower. They are mixed in Asia. Crude oil is ticking a little higher this morning, still under $50 a barrel. California's wine industry may be impacted for years as wildfires aim for about a quarter of the grapes that are still on the vine in Napa and Sonoma. The fires have killed at least 11 people. Microsoft is now investigating whether Russians bought U.S. election-related ads on its platforms, like its Bing search engine. During Monday Night Football last night, the trailer for Star Wars: The Last Jedi rolled on the screen at Chicago's Soldier Field, causing a big stir. Mark Hamill and the late Carrie Fisher were in it. Disney shareholders are banking on this one. It opens in mid-December. Today, we get the Forbes list of top-earning dead celebrities. Michael Jackson was last year's number one, earning more than $800 million. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You may have heard about dental implants. They're the modern way to replace teeth without traditional dentures. If you need to replace a tooth, talk to your dentist about implants. But if you need many teeth replaced, or even all your teeth replaced, then you need what we call full mouth restoration. That's when you should call me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Borrelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health.
People come from all over the area to visit me and my expert team because we not only understand the pain and embarrassment of missing teeth, but because we have a reputation for excellence. We handle cases of all sizes, from single implants plants to full mouth restorations that are virtually indistinguishable from your natural teeth. No traveling to different doctors and offices. We make sure you never go even a day without a full set of teeth. Plus, with sedation dentistry, you can sleep comfortably through the whole visit. All our work comes with a solid guarantee. It's important to you. It's important to us.
If you need serious dental work, you'll need the serious, friendly team that can handle it. Call Cascades Dental of Sterling at 866-25-SLEEP or learn more at cascadesdental.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, we have a situation here as you try to get through Manassas. I'm looking at the three cars involved in the crash. They're over on the left shoulder with some of their hazards on. Now, nothing is blocked right now, right as you come up to the exit for 234. It looks like lanes open, but if fire and rescue units arrive here, most likely have that left side blocked. So, again, as you come out of Gainesville, up through to Manassas, at Business 234, that's where you have the incident left side. On 50, boy, we're slow here through Chantilly, eastbound 50 at Stonecroft Boulevard for the crash. Route 7, crash cleanup continues coming eastbound up toward the toll road. It's been a slow go topside from 95 and around past George Avenue. Crews saying, currently not working anything. Watch for delays, though, coming off of 95 back near the ICC. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry day today, warm, humid day. Doesn't feel like October 10th, that's for sure. Humidity up, temperatures up this morning. Patchy fog, cloud, sun this afternoon. 86 degrees, the average high is 70. Chance of showers and thunderstorms later tonight. Good chance we'll get some rain tomorrow, maybe some rumbles of thunder, 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 6:56 on WMAL. Ah, Russia.
Russia.
I have news for you, Mary, about Russia. A Senate committee is raising some new questions about that infamous Trump dossier. You remember the Steele dossier, Fusion GPS, all that nonsense? Chuck Grassley, the Republican chairman of the Judiciary Committee, has asked the FBI about the possibility that the dossier's allegations about collusion between Trump and the Russian government were, quote, surreptitiously funneled from foreign intelligence agencies to U.S. intelligence agencies. The idea being everyone's just basing their allegations of collusion off the same dossier. And we don't know it, that these intelligence agencies are not sharing the fact that it's all just the same dossier that they're all reflecting on, and it's become a circular feedback loop. Hey, these foreign intelligence agencies say this is happening, so therefore it must be happening. So he's looking for information here, and he wants the FBI to answer the questions about that.
It's like a bad movie.
Yeah.
I mean, you say they were surreptitiously taken from another. Does that mean they were like smuggled? Because look at this, Moose got goods on Squirrel, and they give it to them.
Grassley says Mr. Steele's dossier allegations might appear to be, quote, confirmed by foreign intelligence rather than just an echo of the same research that Fusion bought from Steele and that the FBI reportedly also attempted to buy from Steele. So now he's just basically looking for answers about whether or not this is just a big game of silliness involved with all of this Russia information. By the way, Greg Jarrett of the Fox News Channel joins us this morning at 7:35 to discuss this because he's been sort of tracking this and he thinks the whole thing is overwrought.
And this guy, Christopher Steele, has apparently just made a boatload of money off of, as far as we can tell, made-up stuff, right? Well, brilliant.
It's a very mixed-up dossier, and a lot of it called into question. So still few more questions than answers, and that continues all these many months since the election.
They probably shouldn't have gone to Dossiers R Us to buy it.
Yeah.
It might have been part of the problem.
No, yeah. Well, when you join Prime, you know, it's like...
it's free.
Yeah, and people use it all the time. Here's another thing. You thought the most self-indulgent gift ever given by a leader of the free world was President Obama giving an iPod of his own speeches to the Queen.
Which is hilarious.
That's probably still the most self-indulgent gift. But this one's a close second. Silvio Berlusconi of Italy, of course, has given Vladimir Putin a birthday present of a duvet cover with their picture on it. It's a picture of the two men together. Just a photo of them. It's a big old duvet cover to cover, it looks like a queen-size bed or something. We're putting the picture up on WMAL.com on the morning show page. But, Mary, this is a way to express your friendship. So while everybody else thinks that Donald Trump is picking out curtains with Vladimir Putin, Silvio Berlusconi is actually buying duvet covers for Vladimir Putin with pictures of the two men together.
So they're literally in bed together. Or at least they're on the bed together. See, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to WMAL.com to the free speech forum link, and there's a picture of all of us there for the free speech forum.
Yeah.
I'm having that made into a duvet cover, and everybody's getting them for Christmas.
Oh, man.
Come on. That'd be awesome. You know you want it.
Yeah. Desperately. Thank you, Mary. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Christopher Scalia, the author of Scalia Speaks, will be joining us. That name sounds familiar. That's because his dad was the Supreme Court Justice.
And somebody else in Donald Trump's wife thinks that they're the first lady, not Melania Trump. Oh,